Arizona will be a key battleground state in November's election. And so the Trump campaign has lots of ads running there, focusing on Joe Biden and crime. NPR and Marist put together a focus group to see whether that message is resonating. 8 voters from around Phoenix got on Zoom for 90 minutes, and NPR's senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro was watching that discussion, and he's with me now. Hey, Domenico.
Hey, Noel.
All right, so let's talk about these ads. Here is a clip of one of what you could call the law and order ads. Let's listen to that.
Hello, you've reached 911. I'm sorry that there is no one here to answer your emergency call, but leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Okay, so this ad says if Joe Biden is elected, Democrats will defund the police and 911 calls will go unanswered. There is, we should say, no evidence to support this claim. But did the people on the Zoom call have a reaction to that?
Well, in short, people didn't buy it. Even Trump supporters said the ad didn't really reflect reality. Here's Shyla, who is voting for Trump.
I see it as political theater. I think, like, if we start talking about that ad being reality, we've got a lot of problems that we need to deal with, but I see that very far from reality.
No one in the group seemed to believe the messaging and saw Trump's handling of coronavirus as far more important. The Trump campaign had to be seeing the same things because the day after our focus group was conducted, the campaign actually pulled that ad out of rotation.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. So this group of 8 people, there were also some undecided voters in it. What did they say that interested you?
You know, there are a narrow slice of people who are persuadable, but they could be determinative in places as close as Arizona. One of them in our group, Courtney, is 47, white, and voted for Obama twice, but she didn't vote in 2016. She said she was no fan of Hillary Clinton, and she seemed vulnerable to a message on crime, but she said she worries about that because of a bad economy and a decline in mental health following the pandemic, not because of Biden.
Did she say how she's leaning this year?
You know, I called her up after the focus group, and she said she's now leaning ever so slightly toward Biden, conditional on the direction of the country, whether the economy improves, or if there's progress on a vaccine that could be slowed somehow if Biden were elected.
The only thing that would keep me from voting for Biden in November is if it were to hinder progress that we're making in the country. In other words, if there was some type of potential vaccine and, like, you know, big improvements between now and then with the economy.
What else did people say about COVID-19 and what it'll mean for how they vote?
You know, Arizona's been hit pretty hard by the virus, and everyone in the focus group was taking it seriously. Another undecided voter, Giovanni, a student who would be a first-time voter, said he was unimpressed with either Trump or Biden. He's a cashier and said that his place of work has only recently put in stricter safety measures, things like plexiglass and constant sanitization. And it's hit him pretty close to home. His father was actually diagnosed with COVID-19 and said all of that, how the state has handled it, the preparations or lack thereof. Someone who's not generally involved in politics, he said all of it's made him pretty angry and may be a motivating factor for him this fall.
NPR political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. Thank you, Domenico.
You're welcome.